Hang on a sec. What's this we found down the back of the couch? Well, looks like a bonus episode of the Couple of Blokes podcast. With huge thanks to our mates at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre. They're in Dandenong Road, Clayton, just opposite IKEA. But now, let's sit back and see what Ox and Marco are banging on about today.
This is our little gather-around special, so we don't do too many of these. I just got back from Adelaide. I drove back on Monday.
Did you put your watch forward?
Yeah.
When you got back?
I put it forward. Yes, I did. From 1970 to 2024.
It's the oldest gag in the book, isn't it? You turn your watch back 10 years.
Yeah. I've been there for 20 years. Adelaide is fabulous.
So good.
It's a fabulous joint.
It's flat.
Yes, it's flat.
Except for the Adelaide Hills.
Only takes you 20 minutes to get everywhere.
Did you go to Snowtown?
No, I didn't go to Snowtown.
Okay. Go to Harndorf?
No, I didn't go to Harndorf. I was at a basketball tournament with my kid.
Did you just ask about Snowtown?
Yeah. What's Snowtown?
What? You're joking.
I don't know what Snowtown is. What is it?
Bodies in the Barrel?
Don't know what that is either. What is it?
Are you serious?
What is it?
It's,
oh, my God.
It's where they found all the bodies in the barrel inside the bank vault.
Oh.
They made a movie out of it.
Huge movie story. Called Snowtown.
What's the movie called?
Snowtown.
Oh, what coincidence. Right,
Where have you been living?
I've never heard that before in my entire life. Not in my life. What did you think of the fights last night?
Happy Corns got knocked into next week.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. Okay. I like Kane Corns, yeah. But I like Brownie.
Yeah, Brownie looked like he knew what he was doing.
When it comes to boxing, I want people's heads knocked out. If you're going to get in the boxing ring, you're going to deserve a bit of chin music. Corey McKernan copped a bit of chin music from Rocker.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. Swanee punched up Daisy.
Swanee looked like he knew
what
he was doing.
And Mitch Robinson cleaned up Pettifer.
Pettifer's had three professional fights before.
Yeah, it would have been set up. Mitch Robinson can go.
And you know, Mitch Robinson, you know, normally you see people who don't fight much. The little short ones, he had these beautiful, long, striding long punches. Ones. They were very good.
I reckon Gather Round's good. I think to do it once... You know, once a year, whether it's in Adelaide or you can do it in Sydney, wherever you want. But I think it just works.
Oh, mate.
It's everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
I think it's good for footy. It's home ground advantage for Adelaide, but they've got to travel over every second week, so who cares?
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, we have gather round every single weekend in Melbourne, so who cares? I reckon it's a great thing
I'm all for it.
You want to give some tips? Because your boys are kind of back.
Well, we're
They're
home.
Playing the Crows
so the D's win.
Tonight.
The D's win in a canter. Got Stephen May back, tough as old desert boots after 16 broken ribs and a fractured lung.
Well, the Crows are an absolute disaster at the moment too.
Yeah, well, they're good.
They've got no back line, the Crows. What about the Lions taking on North? Surely the Lions get on the board.
Yeah, Lions will win. I think you'll tip 9 this week. That's how easy it is.
Okay, Port Adelaide, the Bombers.
Yeah, Port beat the Bombers at home. They get it there. The Swans beat the Eagles easily. Eagles are the worst side I've seen since Fitzroy.
That bad?
They're horrible.
How do you fix the West Coast Eagles though? Because this is endemic.
No, they've got to trade out the players that are half good, that are over 25, and they've got to go back. They've got to absolutely go back to the drawing board and just build from the bottom up.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Harley Reid.
Yes.
Should they have kept that number one pick or traded out to try and get two or three top 10 picks?
No, you build a club around Harley Reid. Like a Ben Cousins, you build. He's that good. He's going to be that good.
Just starting to do a few eye-catching things
you
too.
You build a club around him. Build a midfield around him. They'll keep him. He'll be the highest-paid player in 5 years because they just haven't got the depth to be paying to other players. So they'll set him up business-wise. When you're in the West and you've got the Western Australian mafia over there, he's looked after. Don't worry.
Hey, is this a danger game for the Blues?
No.
You sure?
No, Blues win. Blues win. So there's someone lock them in. Lock the doggies in. Lock the doggies in.
That's a big call.
And I'll tell you why. The Cats are up for the 350th last week.
Yeah.
Just sometimes after a really big build-up, they come back down. Doggies look okay.
Suns couldn't beat the Giants.
Giants win that. The Saints win against the Tigers because the Tigers are down to, I think Adam Uzo is playing this week. They're that low on numbers. you're going to be first captain coach on the field. So, and your mob will beat Hawthorn because Hawthorn are just one level above West Coast Eagles.
What's happened to Hawthorn? I thought they were making some ground last year.
Yeah, they've still got a lot of injuries as well, and they just haven't been able to link up. Their footy was okay against the Cats in patches, but they're not going to beat Collingwood.
Can I show you some pictures of me at Adelaide Oval last week?
What were you doing there? You went over there for basketball.
Yeah, my son played the basketball over there, and we went to Adelaide Oval.
It's an unbelievable
ground. Is the most beautiful joint.
Oh, you went to the footy?
We got a box.
You went in a box.
We got a box. Nick Addison hooked us up. He's the CEO of Adelaide Oval. I saw Port and the D's. Saw your mob.
One of the great games.
It was a fabulous game.
Why didn't you send any photos?
Well, because I was busy looking after everybody in a box.
Well done.
Look at the view. Look at the sunset. Amazing.
How good were the Demons last week?
Whoa. I thought you were down for the count early in that game. Oh, they came back nicely.
Stuffed as well. Hey, Ox, question for you on Geelong.
Yes.
Tom Hawkins, looking at the phone at that break when they had the lightning delay.
Oh, no, you've got to always check the weather.
Surely they know better than to look at a phone, a mobile phone.
He stuffed up. He made a mistake.
Someone gave it to him. He was looking at the rain. He was looking at the what do you call it? Yeah, he was.
He was not. He was looking at Instagram. How many people giving him a lick?
Oh, you reckon?
I love the Hawk. He made a mistake. That's all right. Yeah. Well, how much was his fine? A couple of grand?
No, I don't think it was a fine.
No fine at all.
It was a warning. Got off. I think it was the right call. By the way, it was just a warning.
Just a
but
warning.
It's just a dumb mistake.
In his 350th game, cut him some slack.
Four goals. Pretty good.
Good player.
Yeah, good player. I mean, he's no Ox, but, you know.
He's better than Ox. He's a star.
All right, boys. Well, enjoy the footy this weekend. Gather Round's always a hoot to watch on TV if you're not in Adelaide. And there's some ripping games. And all I've got to say is go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Gosh, please. Here we go. See you next week.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.